Thank you and good morning. The National Weather Service expects an atmospheric river to dump a lot of rain over the region this weekend. Rainfall totals of between 3 to 5 inches for Humboldt County and 2 to 4 inches in Mendocino and Del Norte County are expected as another storm front moves through the area. Local rivers are expected to have rapid rise and could reach or exceed flood stage by Sunday afternoon, including the Eel at Fernbridge and the Van Dusen in Bridgeville. The Mad River is expected to reach monitor stage, and small streams and creeks will rise rapidly as well. That will lead to localized flooding for low-lying areas and roadways. Arcata police arrested 64-year-old Charles Cole on Thursday afternoon after witnesses in downtown Arcata reported he appeared to be giving CPR to a dog. Officers reviewed surveillance video from local businesses that showed Cole with the dog, which had a pack on its back and which collapsed in the street. Cole then dragged the dog through the street and then picked it up and dropped it. Once the dog was able to stand, it limped behind Cole as he left the area. Cole was later located and arrested for animal cruelty. The dog was taken to Sunnybrae for treatment. Sheriff's deputies in Southern Humboldt arrested 44-year-old Hugh Henson on Tuesday in connection with an incident in Miranda last Friday. Henson, who had a felony warrant out in his name, was initially arrested on Friday night and was found to be in possession of a firearm stolen out of Fortuna. But due to a medical condition, he was issued a citation and taken to the hospital for treatment, and at one point he was released. On Tuesday, deputies located Henson in Southern Humboldt, and he was booked for that outstanding felony warrant. Members and volunteers of the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office were able to locate and rescue three men who had gotten lost in the forest near Casper in the early morning hours on Monday and who managed to call for help after spending the night in the forest. Sheriff's deputies were initially able to use GPS coordinates from the cell phone of one of the men to give them directions on how to get back to their car, which they had parked on a logging road in the Jackson State Forest. A sheriff's deputy drove his patrol car up and down the road near the car of the missing men with lights on and siren blaring. That was enough to guide the three men to safety, and they were found to be uninjured and in good health. It was just a day earlier that the same search and rescue team was called out to locate a man who had not returned home after walking his dog on Sunday night. He was found on a logging road south of Fort Bragg as well, and was also unharmed after spending 12 hours lost in the woods. On Saturday, January 2nd, detectives with the Fort Bragg Police Department discovered the body of Dennis Boardman in his residence on Morrow Street in Fort Bragg. Police had been called to do a welfare check on Boardman, and Boardman was found dead on the floor. Boardman's red pickup truck, along with his dog, were found to be missing, and the truck and the dog were actually located by sheriff's deputies in Santa Barbara County on December 30th, after a report of a dog with no food or water was found in what appeared to be an abandoned vehicle. Santa Barbara authorities then learned of the Be on the Lookout issued for the truck, and it was recovered and taken into evidence. Forensic testing has been done on evidence found at the scene and in Boardman's recovered truck. Fort Bragg police continue their...
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Among the ripple effects of a slew of new laws regarding medical marijuana is that there are now 58 counties crafting new local ordinances that will govern cultivation, production, and distribution. County District Attorney Maggie Fleming said that there won't be 58 different codes because while there are sharp differences between Humboldt County and urban counties, there are also many similarities between Humboldt and neighboring counties.
They have very many similar issues. Sebastopol, places like that, have seen exactly similar problems to Humboldt County for decades. So it's interesting to watch other areas and how they are addressing this versus some of the other counties who, either because of, you know, whether they're urban versus rural or, you know, different issues they've got, they don't have similar issues to Humboldt County.
Fleming said that the new local ordinances should be crafted with input from regulatory agencies, particularly when it comes to land use issues.
Who's involved with the regulatory piece and how are they funded and making sure that the appropriate people are involved in the permitting and then the inspecting, whether it be, you know, Fish and Wildlife, Water Quality Board, the Ag Department from the county, you know, some of the different players that we need definitely to be involved in the process to make sure how we move forward is appropriate.
You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with DA Maggie Fleming by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.